Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this In His Steps journey as we discover the power of passionate prayer, intentional presence, radical generosity, and surrendered service.
Day 24 of In His Steps, the legacy lives on. And today, our topic is serving one master. Bruce Barton wrote, "There can be no part-time loyalty. Jesus wants total devotion." And A.W. Tozer wrote, "My aim each day is to adore God more than anything else." And our text is Matthew 6:24. "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money." You see, the Sermon on the Mount comprises 107 verses found in Matthew 5 through 7. Halfway through this sermon, beginning in Matthew 6:19, Jesus gives a warning about possessions. He teaches that if we value and trust God, then we will store up for ourselves never treasures for the earth, but always treasures in heaven. Jesus was not against seeking treasures. He just wanted his followers to pursue ethical riches. Craig Keener describes Jesus' teachings in Matthew 6:19 through 24 as follows. "The issue is not that possessions themselves are bad, but that a higher priority demands our resources. If we value what our Lord values rather than what our society values, He demands that we meet the basic needs of people lacking adequate resources before we seek to accumulate possessions beyond our basic needs. In other words, if we are serving God with the right heart, our focus will not be on what we attain on earth. Instead, it will be on what we can give in service that will last forever." Jesus concludes his teaching on possessions with this treasure of truth found in verse 24. "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money." Notice that Jesus did not say you might not be able to serve God in money. He said, "You cannot." This can be a hard teaching to accept. So many of us call God Lord of our lives, and yet we devote ourselves to building our lives the way we want, buying all the things we want, and doing all the things we want. In Matthew 6:21, Jesus cautions, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Our actions reveal our affections. If all we do is spend or save only for ourselves, it shows that our loyalty is divided. Ultimately, divided loyalty is disloyalty. God wants us to be wholly devoted to Him, and He assures us all throughout Scripture that He will provide everything material that we need. Please note that money is not the root of all evil. The love of money is. Paul addresses this to young Timothy in the following context. 1 Timothy 6, 6 through 10. "But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we will be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evils. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs." You can only have one love in your life. Whoever you love the most will be the one you serve. If your greatest passion is earning worldly wealth, money is your first love. If you love God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, then your greatest desire will be to serve Him. God blesses us with wealth and material goods so that we can honor Him with our giving. If we're not careful, we can be tempted to save God's blessings for ourselves and lose our focus on Him. You can only have one love in your life. Whoever you love the most will be the one you serve. If your greatest passion is earning worldly wealth, money is your first love. But God blesses us with wealth and material goods so that we can honor Him with our giving. If we love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, then our greatest desire will be to serve Him in every way we can, including with the material blessings He has first given us. Now, to give a good application of this lesson, let's answer three questions. Answer them honestly, because this helps us really see how we're going to apply what we've learned today. Question one, who are you serving the most? How is this indicative of who you love the most? Question two, how are you tempted to serve two masters when Jesus specifically stated that it is impossible? Number three, why do you think Jesus specifically chose the subject of money when He discussed only having one master? Let us pray. Oh God, I pray that all that we do might show how much we love You, and You are the first love of our lives. And it's You that we want to serve. And may we apply that in all aspects of our life. In Jesus' name, amen.